McKenzie on Radio Now. Good morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, making us a part of your day. Of course, there's all kinds of options, but we appreciate that you choose us.
OMG, the vibe in the studio, I can't even really describe it. If you missed the incident that just happened, Chops had to face the box of shame, and the last bowl he put his feet into were like mealworms
something
moving about.
Yeah, they're like for lizards,
wood chips, and Liv lost it. And then she came back into the room after being nauseous, and Joe put two worms on her microphone, and then all hell.
No, they were not on her microphone.
They were on my Tupperware with food in it.
What would be worse if they were on your mic?
I would have to
or
burn
in
my
your
mic.
Food.
I threw out the Tupperware container. I threw out all my food. But I think I would have to burn my mic, which I would definitely get in trouble for. So
to be fair,
be
we need new studio equipment, so I'm going to go back and get those things out of the garbage.
I'm trying to imagine Liv talking into a mic and looking at that. That would have been the worst.
It's looking right at her like, hello. And she's like, oh!
I don't know what was happening. Because all of a sudden there's like a shriek and she darts out of the room. I'm like, oh, wow.
But she's back.
She's back. And she's
back.
Okay. I was like, go get some air. It's okay.
And by the way,
barely breathing,
the full video from the box of shame, we will put that up soon. Like when we can get that done, when Liv can compose herself in a couple hours. But I'm about to put something up in a moment on our Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. If you follow us there, it's like a quick 5-second clip so you can see a little bit of behind the scenes. So follow us right now, Joe and McKenzie on Instagram. And of course, check back later at joemckenzie.com. Liv, are you ready to talk on the mic?
Yes, I am.
So Liv the Web Girl, is your friend going through in something like you were talking about, like a long distance relationship?
Well, it's just a pattern that me and some of my other friends have noticed, that every guy she kind of starts to get involved with and starts talking to, and some of them she like dates for a while, some of them, you know, it's just like they talk for a couple months, whatever. Every guy turns out to be far away, and it turns out to be an LDR, a long distance relationship. And we're just kind of like, is she doing this just by coincidence, happenstance, this is just happening? Or is there something about a long distance relationship that she craves and that she's attracted to and she likes? Is this on purpose?
Is she like maybe a serial long distance lover?
Exactly. Like maybe it's subconscious. Maybe she doesn't know why, but for some reason, every time she gets involved with the guy, he lives far away and it's long distance.
I feel like I almost might prefer my next relationship to be a long distance relationship. Not that, just from the get, like initially.
Can you explain why? Because to me, that makes absolutely no sense.
I understand that. I think it's just because I'm so used to just like being on my own now and doing my own thing that it would just be a whole like swap of someone coming in the mix. Also, I've experienced really clingy people, and so I feel like it might be nice to just like see each other on the weekends, go travel, and just from the get. Obviously, if it got serious, I'd want to be like together, but
I would almost put it in the same category as people that do the catfishing. Like, you know what catfishing is?
Yeah.
That's when you pretend to be someone you're not. And I think they do that because they want to have this great, loving relationship, but they're not confident in themselves. So I feel like doing this long-distance relationship thing is like the same thing. It's like, oh, you can have this fairy tale long-distance relationship, and it can be so perfect and great, but it's like a fairy tale. It's not real.
That's interesting.
Interesting. I mean, she has met these guys. And what's funny, too, is that like some of these guys, most of the time, she meets them all in person first. So like they'll be in town for Christmas. Like that's where they're from. She lives where they're from. Or they'll be in town for business or a bachelor party or something. So it's like she meets all these guys in person, but then they just happen to all be from out of town. It's so bizarre.
Like all my friends, especially like I'm going to see them on the West Coast, they're just like, you're not going to find your dude in the Midwest. They're like, you're just not. So it's just going to probably be like, I don't know why I'm very attracted to like West Coast, East Coast, big city. I don't know. It's something like a swag. I like an impeccable dresser. Not to say that I can't, I just haven't. There's more pickings, I guess.
What are
elsewhere.
You saying about me and my JNCOs? What are you trying to say over here?
What are JNCOs?
Oh, Google it. Yeah. It's a funny one.
McKenzie, we need more guys to listen to the show, so we need you to...
need to think that there's a chance they can get with you.
Yeah, so let's redo your statement.
Maybe they're hiding. I don't know.
Well, listen, I don't think this is a good thing that Liv's friend keeps on going into a long-distance relationship. I think there's some kind of, whether she's conscious of it or not, there is some kind of underlying issue. Maybe she's afraid of the commitment. 833-563-2539. I mean, there's something going on here.
I think Porkchop might have, like, hit the nail on the head, maybe. I think there might be some truth. It's kind of like a fairy tale. You don't have to put any real work into it, maybe. I don't know.
But wouldn't you think it's more work to do long distance? Because you have to communicate on the phone. You have to FaceTime. It's expensive to see each other every time. I mean, but it is kind of more, I would say, maybe more romantic because you don't see each other 24/7.
You don't have to worry about getting pregnant, though.
True.
But well, that would be with all relationships, right?
No, it's not going to happen on FaceTime. It could happen face-to-face.
And absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay, thanks, Mom. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, 833-563-2539. Liv, the web girl's got a friend where it seems like every relationship she's in ends up being a long-distance relationship. Is that something that she's doing on purpose? Is it kind of an underlying thing she doesn't realize? I think it's a problem. I don't see the benefits. I know people try to make it work, but I don't think anybody ideally would be in a long distance relationship. It's just there's so many things that are hard about it. Let's say hi to Carlos this morning. Hey, you're on Joe and McKenzie. What did you want to say, Carlos?
I just wanted to say my wife and I relationship started as a long distance relationship. She lived in Texas. I lived here in Indianapolis. And for the first 6 months, it was like that, over the phone and on the online. And we've now been together for 8 years.
How did you make it work, like that long distance aspect when you were just, how did you really keep it fresh and keep it working?
Quite honestly, we started kind of real cheesy, staying up till 2 a.m., talking on the phone, the whole, you know, being very lovey-dovey. But that seemed to work for us. And I mean, there wasn't really nothing, you know, too out of the box that we were doing. Just, you know, just, I don't know. I felt like I really got to know her without ever seeing her.
Once I met her,
I was like, well, that's my girl. And, you know, it just went on from then.
In the 6 months that you were long distance, did you see her at all?
No.
Oh, wow. Me and my ex, we started off long distance like 6 months as well. And I went to see him like 2 times. But yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I'm excited. So I'm going to LA this weekend and I've been talking to someone for like a long time and I'm going to meet him for the first time.
No way.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't have that many expectations, like, because I don't want to be let down. But who knows?
That's exciting.
I know.
All right. Well, I think we have an idea of what's happening here. That long distance, though, I don't know how it's even possible. Mackenzie?
Yes.
What do you think is the best way to like separate or get divorced? Because the way our guy did it today in the dummy of the day, I don't think it's practical.
I have no clue.
Like,
how
would
he
you
did
would
it.
You just like assume like maybe like get like a lawyer and like mediate it? Is that probably the best way?
I would say mediation. Yes.
Okay. This guy did not do mediation.
Uh-oh.
I don't think anybody's ever done a divorce this way. I'll tell you about it coming up after Lizzo.